Okay, this is board time, 2 p.m. on Wednesday, July 16th.
All right, okay. We are at board time.
All right, commissioners, a couple of weeks ago, Axel talked about the historic promotion grant program. He was given direction by the board to communicate with the board members for the historical promotion grant. He has done that, and he's going to report out and ask for a decision.
So I contacted all but one of the advisory board members or the committee members for the historic promotion grant program. That was what the board asked me to do last week or the week before. I think I missed last week because I was in the city. But if you'll remember the question there, I won't throw too many numbers at you, but we anticipate with the rest of the revenues coming in this year and the rest of the expenditures that have to go out to be somewhere around $75,000 in the bank for the account at the end of December. We also predict that we'll pull in that much more in revenue the next year, but you got to remember that we have the $50,000 we give the museum in four quarterly payments. And so what happens to that 75 is it drops down pretty quick come January, and then we have a cash flow issue that we work through as we hand out the checks for any grants we may approve. So what that means is, and this is how I explained it to the committee members, is we could probably get away with having a small program next year in 2015. I'm talking $25,000, $30,000 would be pretty safe for cash flow purposes. That said, if we hold it over, we could have a good, healthy fund balance and have a much healthier program in 2016, starting with well over probably $100,000. All the feedback I got from the committee members, and I spoke to them all but one, was it's probably best to hold it over, which is what I had talked with the auditor about and Sandra Hall, who kind of works on our finances for us. And so that's the recommendation I came back to you with two Wednesdays ago, that we think it's probably best to hold it over to accrue the fund balance and have a good solid program in 2016. It's up to the board to decide. The committee agreed with that, but if you want me to move forward, I'll send one of two press releases out. We'll either do a small program or we'll hold it over and accrue funds for a larger one in 2016.
So when we hold it over, do we mess them up when they try to figure out their annual budget?
Well,
no, the items that they request grant funding for are things they won't do unless they get the grant money. So their normal budget will proceed unaffected. If they apply for a grant and get the grant, then they will spend the money. Otherwise,
and because funding has been so limited the last 3 or 4 years, we have specifically only funded kind of one-time capital type improvements. And in fact, we've turned down a couple of what I think are good grants because they asked for operational
programmatic. Museum.
The museum, that money is totally separate. That mm-hmm. 50 grand goes out per our contract with the museum. Now, the museum historically has gotten a grant because they've applied. Mm-hmm. So they've done like digitalization of the photos and
right.
newspapers.
And, so,
and that's an extra 20,000 or so that they've gotten each year.
Right. And that's my concern, is that we allow them to pile on through the different projects that they want to do, so they could actually get the guarantee. Now, one time we gave a lot less than 50,000. We used to give 25,000. We bumped it up to 50,000 because we had the money. And then there's all the other applications they could do with the different projects that would absorb the rest of the funds, that wouldn't allow it to be shared with the rest of the community.
Well, they've historically only gotten one grant, and if you look back, I think over the last few years we've done it, it's always been related to digitalizing mm-hmm. the photos and the newspapers, and it's always been for around $20,000.
Yeah.
So if you ask me, out of this fund, how much does the museum typically get? It's typically probably about $70,000.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I think over the last 2 years, if it hadn't been for their anniversary, if it hadn't been for the building trades unions doing all that work down there for nothing, the contractor donated all the material, labor donated all the labor to completely renovate basically the place, remove all the asbestos, put a new roof on it. It's all new electrical. The plumbers put all new plumbing in the toilet rooms and stuff, new floors down, everything. And they wouldn't have been able to afford to do that if it hadn't been, you know, come and people decide to donate the stuff. So I would think that, me personally, I would like to go along with the committee's recommendation that that we hold it over for a year and build up the fund a little bit.
And I spoke with Commissioner Madure before he left for the coast, and he agrees with that.
So if we hold it over, that means we're going to be sitting on a pot of money that they're not going to get?
Well, we need to grow it.
Well,
because the revenue stream is,
I mean, the revenue's
is
not
low.
Enough to do anything with. So do they have any planned projects next year? You know, like the digitizing?
No, I have not spoken to the museum about a specific project. Now, they're finishing their project for this year, or they're in the middle of it, and that was to digitize the newspapers. Mm-hmm. They have not contacted me about a project that they would plan to do for next year.
Okay.
Now, but typically, I'm about 2 to 3 weeks behind on sending my press release out. Typically, we'd have a press release out, and it would say we're open for applications.
Okay.
Will people be disappointed? There'll be some people disappointed. There are people who, you know, would like to apply for this. But would they get their grant? It's hard to say. If we're only doing $25,000 or $30,000 in grants, whereas typically, mm-hmm. you know, we've done $70,000 or $80,000, there's going to be less money, probably the same amount of applications. This isn't it's not an easy call. It's right on the bubble is why we're having the discussion. I think what the committee's feelings were, and when the auditor and I talked about it, and actually one piece we haven't talked about is, you'll recall the work session you had with the Historical Museum, and their board chairman was clear. They would like to free up, they would like to have more money, just to put it bluntly.
They'd like us to match the city.
At a minimum, they would like to
free
some of their money up.
Operational?
Yes,
that's operational. And what does the city give?
75.
They give 75, but they don't give anything for the project, you know, like
it,
we did.
Yeah, I'd have to look, because it's kind of tough, because the city has the building, and they do a lot of in-kind stuff, and they do some cash.
I know two things, Axel, that they were looking at. The building next door, they want to buy that property. Somewhere.
I remember that.
The other thing that they want to do, the people that are under disabilities are really extremely upset because they have to go around the back of the building and use the freight elevator to go up and down like second-class citizens. One of the proposals they have made is to put a bubble elevator on the outside of the building that would go up it so they could get in the building right on the first floor, second floor, without being hauled in like cattle.
That'd be cheaper than making the back door
right,
the front door.
Right. So anyway, they would be able. There's a couple places they could do that real easy, and I know that they looked at it. They've asked me to serve on the board, but I haven't had the time to do that. But I know that those two mm-hmm. projects are primary projects they'd like to do, Mr. Chairman.
I have some concern sitting on the money because they're not the only ones that receive the money.
That's right.
Shalachie Prairie comes to mind. They count on that money just to maintain our lines.
Yeah.
And if they didn't have that money, it when it deteriorates, it costs more money, just like our roads. So,
I totally agree. BYCX, they get a lot of grants. They got a lot of grants last year. One thing I would say is they had a good year last year.
It was their anniversary.
11,000, I think.
I think 11,000 was one grant. I think they got a total of 4 or 5 grants.
Yeah. I put a request into Bob Stevens today to give us the extended list. That's what that is. I wouldn't want to make the decision now to freeze it. So when do they apply?
Well, that's why I'm here, is I do kind of need a decision because, you know, you folks need to be notified that there is going to be a program, and then they have to have a decent amount of time to fill out their application. So usually I collect those applications back in September, and we do the selection process in October, and then it comes to you in November as part of your budget process.
But if they're expecting a program, they may be spending time and effort writing up grant applications now, and we'd like them to avoid work.
Well, how much money? You say they got $50,000 now.
Well,
so if you got 10 people apply, What are they going to get?
I don't think $10,000, $5,000. I think when we all got together and looked at it, according to what numbers we have, we're looking more
like five or
between 20 and 30,000.
Yeah,
for grant or for
period, the spread, for the program.
And we've got to write a $12,500 check on the 2nd of January to the museum out of that same fund, and then on the 1st of April we have to write another check, and then the 1st of July and the 1st of October.
There's a possibility we won't write a $12,500 check.
Yeah, there's a possibility. That's why we believe letting it ride for a year, and then depending on if revenue streams recover, we might have a robust program.
But we're not letting it ride. We're still giving payments out
to the museum. The museum's $50,000 comes out of that same fund. It used to come out of the general fund. Now, if the board would like to, they could move that $50,000 back into the general fund, and then you'd have to listen to Bob Stevens gripe for a couple days.
Yeah. And then you move back to the $25,000 we used to give.
Well, then you'd be listening to the museum board gripe.
Well, that's okay.
Because they can't survive.
Pick up the difference like we do the health care.
But they're already paying more than we do.
There's no reason why, Mr. Chairman, that the board at a later date couldn't call
a special meeting
again over the museum, and if the thing looked like it. And
you know, the other thing about holding it over and accruing some fund balance is I do think that we need to have a discussion about, well, we have the contract with the museum coming up anyways, but I think we need to have the discussion that we committed to having at the work session to their chairman about their funding levels and what we want to do in the future. Could be higher, could be lower, but we did commit to having that conversation and allowing some funds to accrue and taking the next year to figure out what we want to do with the museum funding might be a good idea.
I'd like to know for sure what the balance is.
Okay.
And this is the money that is made off this transfer of property.
Yeah, $1 document reporting.
And we're doing better this year, quite a bit better than we did last year.
Revenue streams are down.
It's very
down
strange.
From what? Not
I
from
thought,
last year.
I thought it was going to be up, but it's not. According to Sandra, who's monitoring them, she checks it in monthly. We get it monthly. And it's not. We're not recording as many property documents apparently as we
can. We get that information.
Oh, yeah, and I have it, and that's where I got the information where I said at the end of the year, what we expect to have is $76,000 in the bank.
What did we have last year?
What did we have in the
bank? What did we bring in from records?
We're bringing about $75,000-$76,000 a year.
That's what we did last year.
Yeah, I think that, and we're kind of on par this year, if not a little bit down.
Really?
We're down, yeah.
Because Adriana and our budget office showed that we did quite a bit more.
Well,
that we had a housing blip that took off, then it stopped, then it flattened out.
I looked at the revenue on our financial system, and it's down. I will produce those numbers for you this afternoon.
I would really like to have some more information. I'm really hesitant to put it off for a year because they are not the only people that rely on this.
Yep.
But if you only have $25,000 to spend, how far is that going to go, Tom?
Well, and
we don't know. They said we got $75,000.
Well,
At the end of the year, you'd have
You start January 1 with $75,000, but you already owe $50,000 to the museum. Okay, so you really have $20,000.
But we only give that out at $12.50 a whack.
A quarter, right? So as that revenue comes in, you're giving out those grants, and you're paying the museum while that revenue comes in. And I'm not saying, and that's why this is a close call. I'm not saying that we can't afford it on our cash flow. I think with $75,000, I could manage a small program, and we could watch the cash flow, and we can do it.
It's kind of like your personal checking account. You never want the balance to get below a certain dollar amount.
Oh,
no. You can take a chance.
I had checks left.
You can take a chance and get real close to zero, but then you might be paying bounced check fees.
If it's right on the bubble. So if it was much lower, I'd say, well, let's just hold it over. If it was higher, I'd say, let's do the program, but it's kind of right there.
Why do we have to make that decision today, and when do the people apply for the grant?
They apply right now, and that's why I'm pressed, is because typically I would have sent the press release out 2 to 3 weeks ago saying apply.
Our grant application cannot be that complicated. It's for the county, but not to the federal government or the state government.
No, it's. I wouldn't say it's overly complicated.
I don't want to make that decision today. Well, can we talk about it again next week?
Well,
that sounds good.
I won't be here.
But we'll have more information.
The other thing, Tom, is that the situation.
I think I could be on the minority side of this thing, even if you're not here. I think Commissioner Bedore is inclined to.
He authorized me to be his proxy vote. He wants to defer. I know his cell phone number. I can get him on the horn.
The other thing about the funding in this account is you three as commissioners, solely, it's your money to spend. Now, we have created this program, and that's how it has gone. But if you're concerned, and actually we have a county example. I spoke with Jackie Camp downstairs. The Historical Society has applied for a grant, and I think they're either going to get it or they anticipate getting it. But she's short a small chunk of change in matching.
Yeah, I have a problem we're going to give. To the museum, and you can also give to this historical group, and you can put everybody else out.
Well,
and I don't want to go there.
We're giving to the museum per a contract that's already assigned. The museum would have no opportunity to apply for grants, just like the rest. So we would treat them fairly through the grant program. They have a contract in place that says we'll give them their $50,000.
The other Tom, the
and
other
they do count on that.
The other problem I might have is you have a museum board that has been appointed and supposed to represent, what the best way to go for the museum to keep it up and running, and that you have a complete report out of that board recommending that we hold it over for a year, from what I understand, and I think that we should have some faith in what that board is recommending to.
It's not their money.
Well, I know.
So
it's not,
we're not holding over.
A lot of it, though, is money.
But the board.
Are we holding over their payment?
No, he's talking about the committee.
The committee.
The grant committee. Yeah. So I don't think we're comparing the same. I want to know what the balance is. I want to know what the estimated is. You all think what it is. We think it's great because so much is coming in. I want to go back and talk to Bob and Adriana because that's not the last. Quarterly report that I got, that our revenue from real estate sales were up.
Well,
no, this is not real estate excise tax. This is
document recording.
This is a transaction.
It's a little different, but I can call.
Yeah, you're right. It's something different. So
we can see if anything's changed. I'm not against
I would like
that.
To do that rather than be hasty. I can't turn around and guarantee someone money and tell everybody else you're out.
Well, but again, it's different. The museum has a contract that we provide operating funds to them, and that's been signed and agreed to. This is a grant program. Now, the money comes from the same place.
When did we decide that for $50,000?
Oh, that's a 15-year deal.
Ongoing.
No, it wasn't, because what just a few years back was $25,000.
Right, but we've been subsidizing the operations of the museum for a very long period.
I know that, but I'm saying that. It's not written in stone that it had to be $50,000. So I can't. This program is not for them only.
No, it isn't. And you can do whatever you want with the money, to include give the entire fund to the museum if you want.
That's right. And that's what we could be doing that if we're guaranteeing $50,000 for them.
Let me ask you another question, Mr. Chairman. Between now and tomorrow afternoon, if Axel and Mark comes up with the figures that you want and you're satisfied with the figure, can we call a quick little get together and say right here that we get together and approve or not approve it?
We would have to announce.
Why do you have to approve
that
today?
No, I mean it's extension.
I just want to.
It's just be an extension of this.
It can be next week. I mean.
For a press release.
Okay.
Because I need to let people know if we're going to have a program or not.
Tell them to apply. Okay. Give them the piece of paper. Tell them to fill it out.
Wait, I don't want them to fill it out if we're not going to have any money, or we're not going to do
If I was them and I had a chance to get $2, I would.
Well, it's just a lot of effort for nothing.
We discussed this a week ago about doing the same thing, about holding it over. So
bring us back. Okay. I need some figures. Okay. I need to know exactly where we are.
If I make a motion, Tom's going to vote against it. So, I mean,
yeah, and
David's going to kill him next week.
And my proxy vote doesn't count, I guess.
So you and Dave will have to argue about it next week.
Maybe not me.
Well, then nothing will happen next week either, because we'll have a 1-1 tie.
Right. So there's no deadline. There's really no deadline.
Other
it's
than
convenient for a press release.
We're just trying to be decent partners with these people, and we don't want them doing a lot of work submitting grant applications if they're not going to get any money.
We do have a program schedule, so they get used to
I'm
the
thinking, I'm thinking
notice
that we
coming
could,
out.
We could still fund the museum and still give someone something.
We could. We absolutely could.
Now, we can scale.
And then if it gets better next year, we can still fund the museum and give them a little bit more. Or a little bit less.
Sure.
I don't like shutting program down and keeping one leg of it open.
Can we then have agreement to run the program at 50% of previous levels?
What does that mean?
Not until I see the figures.
Okay.
50% of what?
How much?
Are you cutting the budget of the museum?
No. No, just
the, it sounds like the, 50%.
The grant side. Just reduce the grants. Because the museum uses that $50,000 for everyday operations.
Yeah.
If they don't get that $50,000, they're going to reduce their hours. They're going to lay off people.
Okay.
If somebody wants to build a monument to something that occurred 100 years ago and they don't get the money, they don't build the monument.
They do that all the time.
Right. Yep. But it's not there now. It won't be there next year because they don't get the grant money. But if you short the museum and they have
I'm
to...
I'm not short the museum.
You know, Tom, when they come to me and says, "Hey, we need to restore the museum for the anniversary here. We don't have any money. We got to do this." So I went with the city. We got approval to do things with the historical building, just like we did at Christmas time, to put up Christmas lights for the first time on the front of the historical building. We had to go through that whole process. So if I had said to the building trades people that you're going to go through this type of process and have them all say, "No, I don't want to do it for this reason or other," they wouldn't have a new roof, they wouldn't have a new electrical system, they wouldn't have new floors, they wouldn't have any of this stuff, and they wouldn't have the money, because the money's not coming in, enough money to do what they need to do to run a museum. So I think somehow we need to get part of the program up and running to let them know that we still support what the...
We're saying the same thing. I'm just saying, why would I cut 50% of the rest of the money?
He just made a suggestion. All I'm telling you is...
I'm just saying, if I have the money...
I'm going to have about $100,000 to work with, and I got to manage the cash flow of the $50,000 of the museum. I can do it. We can have a small program.
Of $25,000.
$25,000, $30,000, we can probably manage that pretty easy. It's just
if I only have $25,000 or $20,000.
What's that?
If I only have $20,000, you can't manage a budget of $25,000.
Well, I'm going off of what the expected revenues and the known expenditures are, how much money I'm going to have available for grants next year.
And how much is that?
We're thinking it'll probably be between $20,000 and
$30,000
to be safe. Well,
okay.
We're predicting revenue.
Okay,
we're going to have $75,000 at the end of this year
in
the bank.
We're swimming in a circle.
Yep.
We'll get you the numbers.
I need the information.
Yeah. Operate. We'll bring this back at a future board time when all three of you were here.
Next week.
Commissioner Barnes won't be here.
I can argue with the other guy.
He's going to be here either.
I'll argue with the other guy.
Yeah.
I'm not shutting it down. I'm just saying I want to spend the money that we have.
I know you're not shutting it down, sir.
Okay. All right.
You just want better information before you make a decision.
We're also going to deliberate about how the senior policy analyst ended up with this grant program. That's going to be part of the
That
discussion.
Was unanimous.
Yeah, we're going to give that one to Peter.
So, board assignment. What changes have we made?
Oh, well, there were three assignments for which we had no alternate, and we talked about it, I think, last week. And I've not heard...
Nia come to me and ask me about it.
Yeah, we've got... let's see, on page 1, 2. Yeah, it's the North County Emergency Medical Service Board.
Disability Board. Clark County is one of them.
Yeah, North County Emergency Medical Services Board.
Page 4.
Yes. We should number these up on pages.
Who wanted to talk about this issue?
Curtis Child Curtis Center is one of them. Curtis Child Center is one. Does no
Oh, there's no alternative for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so...
Oh, no, I know where this is going.
So I'm just looking to see Commissioner Barnes if you want to volunteer for any of these to be the alternate.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to do. There's another vacancy you already had on the museum.
So there's 99% of the time I'm here.
For the museum?
We're not, no, we're talking about North County EMS.
Oh, that's
so
fine.
So this is North County?
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I can chase ambulances just as good as Tom can.
All right.
Okay, the next one is the Art Curtis Children's Justice Center. We need an alternate for that.
Who's the...
Commissioner Mielke is the primary.
That's fine.
Okay.
Gotta make sure someone's gonna have to go back and make sure that they don't conflict with anything else.
Yeah, we'll do that. And then lastly, Urban County Policy Board. It's this one right here in blue.
Who's the old
Commissioner Medora?
That's fine.
Urban, that's you two guys.
Okay, all right. Boy, Commissioner Barnes is really stepping up.
Well, there's another one you missed further back.
Well, does it say NA or is there a question mark?
No, it's right. It's right there. It's the disability board.
Yeah, it says NA. We don't apparently we don't need an alternate.
You don't need an alternate. Okay.
So, okay. Well, what we'll do, Commissioner Barnes, is we'll check these three against your schedule to make sure that we don't have conflict.
Okay.
Okay.
And then you were supposed to talk about a person to sit on the museum board, because Steve had that before, because he didn't do that.
Is that on here?
Well, no, we last time we talked about the Historic Promotion Grants Committee, they said that you were going to sit on
that. Oh, did they?
And that,
oh, okay.
That's the committee that meets in the fall
okay.
And
all right.
Scores
to look
the
over the grant apps.
Okay.
Okay,
you great. Got to support me, Tom.
You got your back.
So I
get your report.
Yes.
Ed, do you have anything?
A couple, two or three quick items. The board assignments we just took care of. The one with the battleground you and I talked about earlier, about the city manager and them being...
Yeah, and we touched on that.
Okay.
It boiled down to they want us to be more...
Well, they want more communications.
Yeah,
but then when the battleground rep at the table today said everything's fine from our point of view.
It's actually a little different thing.
Yeah, it's a different.
But they were talking about the new comprehensive plan, and when I talked to city manager, we had kind of sidestepped them and took one step farther on Duluth Corner.
We were talking about earlier.
And we said we wouldn't do that anymore.
Okay.
Okay, the Parks Foundation, when I met with the lady from the Parks Foundation.
Sherry Martin?
Yeah, she was interested in, since we had a conversation about the money again, about Tom brought up about why the city got $80,000 or $60,000 and the county only got $20,000. I brought that to her attention. She would be more than willing to come in and go over how the parks do their things. They'd even be willing to make a presentation to the public so the public knows how the Parks Foundation works. If the commissioners so desire, they'd be willing to do it either way, come in to
talk. It'd be like a work session?
Well, we had
a work session.
We actually had a work session in the when was it? Pete Capel was still here, so it must have been last fall.
Yeah.
Pete Capel got up and gave a talk about how we were going to separate the parks from the city, and then Sherry Martin got up and did an in-depth presentation to the
So she said she'd be willing to come back
and do that again.
Do that again.
Okay.
And you're
thinking like at a Tuesday hearing? Or?
Yeah. She said anytime.
Okay.
Whatever. And then the other one is when I met with...
Maybe not a hearing. We don't need a hearing.
No.
No, sometimes we have special presentations, like when Judge Zimmerman got up and did his thing.
Yeah.
Good. We haven't done that for a while.
We could just have her come in and, you could introduce her and she could give a pitch on using the overhead.
Right.
We started off doing that for each department, flaunting.
Right. I got a second one to bring up. Dr. Milnick, when I met with Public Health, his staff would like to have an opportunity to do the same thing they'd like to be able to come and
look. We do that at board every board meeting. They have their own presentation.
But they'd like do it so the public understands what they're doing, why they have a parking problem.
During the health hearing.
Well, the issue, I think, is that nobody comes to the Board of Health.
But you've got TV.
Right.
But so they would like to, they got a good presentation. They really do. And I think the public would be surprised how much public health, what they do and that.
That's flaunting the department again.
But again,
advertising
again,
the good stuff
we're
doing.
The same thing, Tom, as you're doing with the parks. The public don't maybe understand what some of these programs are about. And if you give them 15 minutes to get up there and do a slide presentation, and that explain 15 or 20 minutes.
So we're going to do that instead of do the one at the health board time?
Well, I think this is an overall presentation.
Overall presentation.
At the Board of Health meetings, they have public health in action, where they focus on a particular program and they go in depth.
Yeah.
This would be an overall public health.
15 minutes.
15
on a light day.
That wouldn't take very long.
Okay.
So the third bridge thing, I signed off on that document to have that thing promoted a little bit, but I still have some, I'm not in favor of the third bridge, although I did sign my signature on it to, let the public know that they should come on the 25th, begin on the 29th, whatever is going on with that, but I want to have the opportunity to express my views when we have the meeting on the 25th, Tom, that this is not necessarily where I stand on the bridge. So I just want you to know that.
I think we all know that without you even telling us. I'm not in favor of these bridges either.
I like the
West Bridge.
I might as well be honest with you.
Well, I think we're going to probably... I see that he's got me chairing that thing. I think it's going to be informal. It's going to be, it's just going to be an introduction and a presentation of what could be by one company.
Yep.
I hope that's what it is. So yep. I'm here. I'm just along for the ride on that too.
Okay.
Anything else?
I'm done.
I don't have anything.
Okay.
Excellent.
No, I don't. Not too much. I got a lot going on, but it's just stuff I need to get done.
Okay. Ollie?
So you got the I-502 letter out?
Yep.
And
liquor control.
Co-prop resolution done?
Co-prop
and then the stored-all letter?
Stored-all letter. They're deciding who should sign the stored-all letter. It'll probably end up being me again. But I think... what will probably end up happening is because the question is most of the conditions for the letter that we asked Mr. Stordahl to look into, the authority falls within Mr. Benton's department, but Marty holds the authority over the actual conditional use permit, so they'll probably end up both signing it. We'll see.
How far out of compliance are we with the conditional use permit? What's still active in the conditional use permit that we're liable for or responsible for?
Well,
I remember
thanks for the easy question.
I remember a whole bunch of stuff falling off.
There was something when I first came on board here 3 years ago. Public health had done some work, and there were some areas where we had kind of just, the binder went on the shelf and some of the monitoring hadn't been checked on, and so we got caught up with a lot of things.
Is that the neighborhood thing?
Yep.
And they don't have to do that anymore.
Well, that was interesting. That was difficult because that was supposed to be for the first few years of operation. They only really had a requirement to meet once a year, and so many members on the Yakult Mountain Quarry Association were supposed to come from the Yakult Neighborhood Association, which at some point had dissolved. And so when I worked through that issue with Dave and with the rest of them, it just kind of, it didn't make sense to try to put it back together because I was doing so much mediation anyways and working through issues on a much more regular basis than a once a year or once a 6 month committee meeting would. So anyhow, to answer your question, there's dozens of conditions. Many of those are prospective and require us to keep in touch and watch and monitor and see what's going on. So at any given time, is the quarry out of compliance with some of them? Well, like the letter that we're going to send says, yeah, maybe a little, maybe not. You know, it's a code enforcement issue on, you know, and then how do you deal with a code enforcement issue? It's a judgment call. You know, we have code enforcement issues all the time with businesses. It doesn't mean we necessarily go out there and shut the doors. It usually means we work with the business owner and come into compliance. Now, when something's been ongoing or something just continually doesn't get taken care of, there are other steps that we can take to ramp up the compliance effort. But it's hard to answer your question because it's a moving target. There's a lot of conditions, and even seasonally, things change.
I had a conversation with Mr. Rogers today, and remember way back when they complained about the number of trucks. So we got an agreement with Stored All that because of the site vision at Gabriel Road in 503, that they would go up Gabriel Road and come down Kelly Road. And now he's like to have it the other way. We go up Kelly and down Gabriel. We have not finished the right-of-way, the line of sight, southbound. There was an estate issue. Remember the estate issue? It was on that south corner. And way back when that Stordahl or Rocky was supposed to be involved in fixing that corner?
They were supposed to purchase the right-of-way in the state and the
county.
They
still haven't.
The project. I thought that project was, that project's done as far as I think public works is concerned.
Not that one. Not to the south. Environmental Service went out there and bought the property on the north side of Gabriel Road at 503 and cleared that.
Okay.
The south side never got done. It fell by the wayside again.
Huh.
Now, there had been some cleaning up there, but that old gas station is still there, and that could be part of it. But then we had some issue with the heirs of that property.
Yeah, I remember there was some issues with trying to negotiate and purchase some of the right-of-way and easement, and there was some back and forth with the quarry operator and the owners. But I thought that had all been resolved, and that at Gabriel and 503 had been finished.
Well, it's hard to come out of there with a car, because I come out of there when I go to Yakult for EMS. You're lucky to get out of there with a car. But if you come out of there with a truck, and 40 feet back, you got a trailer following you with the big opening in the middle.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk to Bill Wright and see what exactly they did there and what was and wasn't done and if there's anything else planned.
And part of it was I thought the state got involved, and I thought the state was going to move something, or Clark PUD was going to move something.
Well, that's why we gave them some extra time, was because it was a state project.
And so I'm thinking we gave them the extra time. I don't know what the heirs did. I don't know.
Well, it's hard for me to understand, Tom. There's a new road that they cut in there. There's no way in God's world that a truck with all that weight on it could ever stop. I mean, the corner right here just like that, and then the new road that goes up to build three houses up there, four houses in a development, and it's my understanding that they don't even have the permits to cut that road in there. But they cut the road in anyway, and the road's there. I mean,
who cut the road in?
Whoever the person owned the land cut a road in there, and the road goes up. You could just go right up there and see it. And there's no way in God's world that even a regular car that you drive would ever be able to stop if somebody pulled out.
I'm going to put you on a logging truck someday. And
that's
you throw your life.
I know that. I've been in logging trucks. I've been in a lot of big trucks. But the corner, that corner is probably maybe from here to that. Outside wall there.
Are you talking about the private road that's
coming? Yeah, the private road. They just cut a private road off the main road, and it's my understanding that there's 300 feet or 400 feet of site there's supposed to be between any road that is cut in off of that main road.
So that's got nothing to do with Stordahl.
Yeah.
This is a permit that we gave to cut a road in on a private road.
Yeah. Somebody give them a permit to cut in there, and it's no way near compliance.
If we identify where that is, we probably have code enforcement go up there and look at site.
We'll go back up there and
site distance
and
on that.
And he swears up and down he had nothing to do with that sign. He doesn't know who put that sign up there. Tell him that they used. He said he did not put that sign where the people that use Kelly Road would not be able to buy any more gravel off him. He said he has.
Someone said that was inside the pit.
No, no, it's not. It's right alongside the road. I mean, you can't.
So it's on the way up to the pit.
Yeah, big sign.
So is that?
He said he had nothing to do with that.
Is that on the way up?
He said he had nothing to do with that.
Is that on the way up going Gabriel or on the way up?
Going up. Road going up. And the road going up is the same road that has the Kelly. Yeah.
They come down Kelly.
Yeah. Oh, this is going up.
This is going up, then it's on Gabriel.
Yep.
Hmm. I'll figure it out.
He said he had nothing to do with it. But they're playing games. Both of them are playing games with each other out there. He doesn't. He's got that lawsuit going, and he doesn't want to throw in his ace in the hole. He thinks so.
Somebody might ask him about that illegal pond he's got up there for the goldfish. Okay.
I'm good.
For the good of the order, anybody? We all done?
Well, we got a
I'm sorry.
Work session request. Commissioner Milky, you've asked me a number of times about the work session on property. We haven't yet scheduled it, but this is a request for permission to schedule it.
Yeah.
And so we'll get that on the calendar.
Okay. And we have a...
They're asking for the 28th of July, but I don't, you know, Rebecca will...
I don't think we're going to make it.
Rebecca will pick the date.
Yeah.
It will likely be in early August. Okay, to schedule that? All right. And then we have three vacancy requests. One is a highway maintenance specialist. And we've got a retirement. And...
The picture saw that right away this time of year.
Yeah, we do a lot of maintenance work this time of year.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, and Commissioner Medor supports all three of these. The second is Louis Benedict, has been with Public Works for as long as I've been with the county. He's a real estate guy, helps the county buy right away for road projects and execute other land transactions. So Heath Henderson is asking to replace him, and he'll be gone in early August or mid-August. So, okay to proceed with that one?
I'm good.
Okay, and then a shocker here, Scott Kealoha, project manager and application services. He's the guy that did the Oracle upgrade recently, and he's got a number of significant projects that he's working on, sheriff records, jail management, and other systems, and he's resigning. He's going to work for Peace Health. So... We need to replace him as quickly as
Southwest
we can.
Medical.
Yeah, he'll be gone on the 5th of August. So I'd like permission to...
What department?
Information technology, the application services. Software.
GIS?
Nope. Works for Jim Hominick.
Okay.
He's a project manager and keeps projects on track.
He's doing the region project, too.
Yeah. And he's got the project supporting the sheriff. So if we don't, the sheriff will do backflips if we don't replace this guy.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I got a do-over. You got more?
I'm done.
I want to just give them a copy. Wakayakum County sent a letter to the governor requesting a summit, and they want him to attend a summit with the county commissioners from Clark, Cowlitz, Lewis, Wakayakum, Grays Harbor, on the hoof disease issue. So I just want to make you aware of this. They forwarded this down to us. They want, if they can get the governor to come down and listen to them, they want you all to attend and be there. And so we can check your calendars. But I just wanted you to know that they were sending this and they're asking mm-hmm. them to come down and basically hear them out on how they're feeling about the die-off of in Wakayakum County. So, and other counties. They are going to be open to the governor's calendar. So it's too late.
They're going to keep us informed as to what's happening?
Yeah. What I'll do is forward the email and the letter to Linnea so that she's aware of it. And if they do get something scheduled,
I received a phone call today from Representative Ed Orcutt, Forrester, and he said some of the information that we had in our whereas was inaccurate, and some of the things that Bruce testified to was inaccurate. No, and he said 10 gallons an acre. The state law only allows a gallon per acre, and when they applied for the permit, they put down maybe three types of product. That means that they have to identify any that they may use or would use. They don't necessarily use all three, but
yeah,
they're still limited to 1 gallon per acre, regardless of what they do.
They actually put down a typical forest practice permit application, they'll put down somewhere around 20 different products, and they don't have to tell you which ones they're going to use.
They have to abide by the rule of each, and they're limited to 1 gallon or less
per
gallon.
They're limited per the label. Sometimes they will put down how many either gallons or pounds or quarts per acre they'll apply, but I don't know where, you know, I think where Bruce got 10 gallons is if you add up the total amount of everything, which includes water, they'll mix. So they'll mix so many quarts of a chemical into a tank.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about how much actual spray goes onto an acre.
Oh.
It
could be
got that
10
number.
Gallons of water.
10 gallons of
with
the whole thing.
With a half a gallon of product, yeah.
And I think that number came from DNR. That was maybe what they applied
for.
Yep,
that's where he got the information, but it wasn't chemical.
No, it's not 10 gallons of chemical.
And he said chemical.
So
anyway, I told him that we'd keep him more in the loop as we went forward with this. We went forward with this because of the lack of communications that we've had from Fish and Wildlife and the governor's office. So, anyway, that's a FYI.
Okay.
That's it.
We're adjourned.
Thank you. What time is it? Okay.
1 hour and 3 minutes. It was that grant discussion that...
It was him.
It's only 48 minutes. Because we started at 2:15.
Oh, yeah, 48 minutes. Yeah, thank you for the correction.
Yeah, I called.